I'm Samantha Miner, and this is a Miner Mom Makeover. Being a mom can be hectic, and we often lose ourselves in motherhood. In this podcast, I'll talk about real-life topics and share self-care and wellness tips to help you look and feel your best. This is a makeover from the inside out. Hey, everyone. This is another episode of A Miner Mom Makeover. I'm Samantha Jade Miner, your host, but we're all friends here, so you can call me Sam. Today, we're talking about communication. Okay. I've noticed, as adults, we don't always communicate effectively. I know. Shocker, right? I was having a conversation with a friend, and I got to thinking. So this friend, she was dealing with an adult that wasn't communicating like an adult. As a matter of fact, this adult avoided any type of possible conflict, therefore avoiding communicating in any situation that wasn't ideal to their comfort level. I've dealt with this a few times in my own personal relationships and romantic relationships. I'm the type of person, I haven't always been, but I am currently the type of person that likes to get ahead of a negative situation. I don't have any problem communicating issues, problems, slight discomfort. I'm not talking about nagging and bitching, no. But any discomfort that I may be feeling, and I like to get it done quickly. Now, I don't mean quickly in a sense where I rush through the conversation. No, things like that, they need time and nurturing. I mean, at the first sign of a problem, I like to bring it up and discuss it to get it out of the way. So that way it doesn't turn into this big avalanche of arguing and strife. My ex-husband used to tell me that I enjoy running into the fire, so to speak. The fire being conflict, and that's not the case. Unfortunately, he was someone that constantly avoided conflict, avoided hard discussions, and he liked to push everything down. And, you know, I guess he figured if you ignore it, it's just gonna go away. But it doesn't. And then if you keep doing that, it really does explode because you can't keep pushing things down for long and piling stuff on top of it, on top of it, on top of it. So to him, I was running into the fire where he would prefer to just sit in the burning building and just watch shit collapse all around him. So where does that get you in potential relationships, in a marriage, or even in a friendship? What I've learned is before therapy, before working towards healing from trauma, whatever the case may be, we function and communicate on kind of a childlike level. Let me explain. We communicate on the level that we were allowed to communicate on in the household that we grew up in. So basically, our communication style reflects our childhood and our family household. A lot of people, including myself, I hate to say it, but especially in the Black community, weren't allowed to communicate the way that we needed to growing up because our parent or parents didn't feel or didn't think that our opinions mattered. There are so many households like that where if you're not an adult, you don't get a say. And I don't mean a say in how the household is run. No, because stay in a child's place. I mean, you're not allowed to express your feelings. Remember, you learn most of your life skills at home first. So if you grow up in a household where you're not allowed to communicate or you felt that your feelings, your opinion, didn't matter, then you're going to grow up thinking that. And it's going to have you pretty messed up in your relationships. Have you ever seen someone that has a really open relationship with their parents? Like, they talk about everything. Like, ugh. But they're usually super comfortable communicating with other people because their parents gave them the space to do so at home. Like, I used to not, I didn't speak up for myself. I sucked at communicating. I already have a soft voice as it is, but you could barely hear me because I wasn't used to people wanting to hear what I had to say. So why did it matter anyway if people could hear me or not? So how do we become effective communicators as adults if we never knew how to communicate growing up? Me personally, I think that we need to make sure that we're developing safe spaces to communicate our feelings. Now, when I say a safe space, I mean people. Like, my safe space is my home, but there's also people that are in my life that allow me to be me, and they are also my safe spaces. I hope that makes sense. I'm always going to say, you know, everyone that's ever been through anything should have some type of therapy, counseling, so that way we can learn the tools we need to become better communicators. So we're not throwing away perfectly good relationships because we don't know how to talk to the other person. We don't know how to express our needs, our feelings, our emotions, because we don't know how to effectively communicate. So either we shut down completely and don't say anything to avoid confrontation, or even worse, we lash out in anger and hurt and pain. This is a topic that I can go on and on about because poor communication can really ruin relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, and relationships within your family. You would be surprised at the progress you can make in a situation that you thought had no hope, or it was just a frustrating situation, if you just really focus on better communication. That's it for this episode. If you found any value in it, please be sure to share it. Leave me some stars on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this at. Greatly appreciate it, and I will see you. No, I guess I won't see you. I'll talk to you next time. Take care of you.